This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bill Watson.
Well, hello, and again, welcome to another international telecast of the Armor of God. Good to be with all of you once more. You know, I think many of you are beginning to recognize that, well, things all around us throughout the world appear to be moving very fast. I've had friends come up to me and ask me, you know, Bill, don't things seem to be accelerated? Don't they seem to be really moving? On the geopolitical level is what I'm talking about. I mean, you look around and some of the things that we're seeing happening right before us, and years ago, it would take decades for these kinds of changes and regime changes to occur. But in all due respect, now it appears as though they're happening almost overnight. I mean, if you take your eyes off the news for any length of time, whether it be even a day or two, and then replug back in, it's amazing. It's incredible as to how much information you have missed over the time that you were unplugged. I mean, doesn't it seem like just yesterday, old Mikhail Gorbachev was promoting perestroika? Remember that back in the latter portion of the 80s? And lo and behold, it wasn't very long thereafter that the whole Soviet Union became unraveled. I mean, it was just coming apart there in about 1989 or so. And then fast on the heels of that, we find we have additional wars and terrorist attacks all over the world. Remember old George Bush Sr. and the attack of Middle East there in Desert Storm, pushing back old Saddam Hussein off of Kuwait, who he had invaded, attempt to take over the oil fields there. And then we pushed him back into Iraq, freeing Kuwait from his grips. And then, of course, so many terrorist attacks, my friends. I mean, I'm sure many of you remember in 1988, the Lockerbie, Scotland, Pan Am, Boeing 747 crash, where essentially a terrorist bomb blew that plane right out of the sky, killing about 259 people that were essentially killed there. And then, of course, the New York City bombing of the Trade Towers before they were taken down, of course, later. But this in 1993. You recall that, where six people were killed from a bomb that exploded in the basement of that building, and over 1,000 people were injured. And then, of course, in 1995, we have Timothy McVeigh and his bomb exploding when he parked a truck, I think it was, out there in front of the building, killing 168 people, of which 19 were children. That's right, 19 were children. And I don't know how many of you realize this, but over 200 buildings were actually damaged in that explosion. And then 1998, I mean, I could go on, Nairobi, Kenya. Remember two truck bombs there simultaneously near a couple of U.S. embassies where 224 people were killed. And listen to this, I don't know how many of you caught this back then in 1998, but over 4,000 were injured. And then, of course, the USS Cole. I don't need to remind those of us of that attempt to blow that little destroyer, Navy destroyer, out of the water. And then, of course, 2001, when the Trade Towers did finally come down with two airplanes plowing into them. Of course, the Pentagon also having an airplane run into it. And then the very heroic efforts of passengers on the flight that ended up crashing there in the fields of Pennsylvania, stopping it from going to its target wherever it was intended to go. And even today, we don't know that. But let me tell you, 16,839 terrorist attacks have occurred since 9/11. And if you take the number that is recognized as the amount of nations that are on this planet, 195, and divide that into that number, you will get 86 terrorist attacks per country. Now, I don't need to remind the Americans that since 9/11, that nation, the United States, has not yet been hit. However, that's not to say they're not a target, because they remain on the radar screen for a lot of the terrorist groups, especially Al-Qaeda. And 19 attacks, by the way, have been averted since 9/11 in the United States. I want to talk a little bit about a lot of what is going around us today. But before I do, let me interrupt myself, as we usually do, to present to you our offers on today's telecast. We have two offers, and they're both, let me remind you, they're both free of charge. First, there's a piece of literature we would like to get into your hands that goes over a lot of details concerning evidence of the end times. That's right, evidence of the end times. And it goes through a lot of details concerning things that are different today. Things that are unlike any other time, because I know many of you have heard people say, oh, we've always had wars, we've always had earthquakes, we've always had problems with weather. Well, this takes you through a description of challenging you on information that really is new in many respects. It's like it never has before happened. You need to get this piece and consider some of these events that oftentimes we don't recognize as a result of the news and so on that we hear. Also, secondly, there's a CD we would like to get into your hands titled Reviewing the Prophet Ezekiel. Reviewing the Prophet Ezekiel. It's amazing so many people today do not believe that the prophets of old have a very contemporary message. But let me tell you, they do. Whether it's Isaiah, whether it's Hosea, Micah, whether it's Jeremiah, so Ezekiel has a contemporary message for all of us in this 21st century. You need to get this one-hour presentation titled Reviewing the Prophet Ezekiel. Both of these are free. All you got to do is dial that 888-578-8791 number. And don't forget about that website there on your screen at www.cgi.org. We have a lot of additional information there on our website, as well as a link that on every Saturday, if you hit on it, you can get a webcasting. That is a live presentation of a minister of the Church of God International presenting a sermon or a presentation of some sort that you can kind of listen into live right there on your computer if you so desire on Saturdays. So do look forward to that and look for that link if that would interest you, and consider the times that are listed there on our website. But one more time now, 888-578-8791 to get these two free articles, Evidence of the End Times and Reviewing the Prophet Ezekiel. And don't forget again, one more time, that website there at www.cgi.org. Now, as we were saying in regards to the times that we're living in, all of us, I think, would agree, things seem to have sped up. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a day when there are circumstances or breaking news or conditions that have really taken a shift. And today we are seeing major geopolitical shifts of the magnitude that, as I've already mentioned, in some cases would take decades to have occurred, or at least the death of the dictator who was alive, because oftentimes many of these regimes in the Middle East, or whether they be in Africa or other parts of the world, in some cases South America, or for that matter even in the East, they don't change until those particular dictators pass on and someone else takes over. But the fact of it is, unlike that, now today we are seeing changes that seem to appear to be accelerated and moving very, very strongly. And you know, it's really no surprise. When you consider you've got, what, Facebook, you've got, what, MySpace or YourSpace or the Internet, you've got the emails, websites, even cell phones. We've seen here recently with some of these regime changes where they've shut down the Internet. The country has literally shut down the whole Internet. They put a block on the media, but yet what are people doing? They're filming with their cell phones and then uplinking to YouTube and allowing the world to see what's going on behind the scenes as the media is blocked out and as perhaps the internet is blocked via cell phones through YouTube. We're able to see the atrocities that may be occurring from time to time that some of these dictators don't want the world to see, and that's why they shut these things down. But people with their phones are able to get this information out. You know, it is interesting. And over here, I've already turned there to Daniel chapter 12. But Daniel mentions here a very interesting fact about a time in the future. Now, keep in mind, this guy wrote about 2,500 years ago. And he says here in chapter 12 of his book, Daniel, and in verse 4, after he received one of the longest prophecies in the Bible, Daniel chapter 11 preceding this, in verse 4 of chapter 12, we're told here this, Daniel, O Daniel, shut up the word, seal the book, even to the time of the end. Did you get that? Okay, now listen. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Don't you find that amazing? I find it incredibly amazing that a guy 2,500 years ago could, in a thumbnail sketch, so accurately encapsulate the day and age in which we are living in. It amazes me, my friends, that here we have this particular prophet stating something so crystal clear and connects up with so well with our time and our particular day and age. So, I think in many respects, some of the things that we find happening around us is worth considering, of course, in terms of the biblical connections. But what I want to do today, I want to take some time here to suggest to all of us to kind of slow down a little bit, because frankly, there's quite a few people going out and off the reservation. I mean, they are taking it to fanatical extents to the point where they really appear to be, as I say, off the reservation. They're, in some cases, are not really making sense. They're leapfrogging and coming to conclusions that are so premature. And so what I'm trying to do today, I'd like to appeal for some eschatological maturity, just a little bit, just a little eschatological maturity about some of the things that we're seeing. Because frankly, you know, some of these people that are, as I say, leapfrogging to some of these way out conclusions are just, you know, I'm going to call it like it is, wanting to sell their books. Maybe they want you to follow them. Or perhaps, have you ever thought about the fact that they just flat out want to get in your pocket? So you need to be careful about this. We've got this one guy. I've got a little bit of a news headline here that claims here that he is promoting the idea that Jesus Christ is going to come back on May 21st, 2011. This guy named Harold Camping. Now, we may wish Jesus Christ may return by that time, but the fact of him coming to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is going to return on May 21st, 2011, and he's already made the mistake in the 90s that he thought he was going to come back then. I mean, let's call it for what it is. The guy's a false prophet. Your Bible says that if people say things and they don't come to pass, don't give them the time of day. Come on. Be realistic about things. If a guy is doing that, there has to be another agenda. And so here's my point. The fact of it is, there are a lot of things in your Bible, of course, that are scripted. But you know, the reality of it is, there are a lot of things that have happened in the history of mankind that are not in your Bible. How about World War I? And World War II. How about Stalin's genocide on his people as he was undertaking the communist revolution? Or Hitler's Holocaust? None of those things, my friends, are in the Bible. Oh, there are some things in the Bible, and let me bring your attention to one of them over here. We're in the book of Daniel. Turn maybe one page back to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. I want to share with you some information about, well, additional items in the script that in many respects we are nowhere near yet of these things coming to fruition as described and as profiled and outlined in your Bible. And you know, before we go into this, let me say this too, in so many respects. Prophecy is like profiling a serial killer. Now, I don't know if you ever looked at it that way, but sadly and unfortunately, in tracking a serial killer, those that are investigating and attempting to arrest this guy or kill him oftentimes have to watch. They have to lay back. They have to kind of look at things and try to make determination by the evidence that the serial killer engages in. Unfortunately, sometimes that results in more killings, more catastrophe. Too many people today in the Christian circles of eschatological presentations are jumping to conclusions without enough evidence, and they're prematurely attempting to be dogmatic on conditions that really, my friends, frankly, are far too premature. And again, let me take you back to Daniel chapter 11 here in verse 40 to illustrate to you my point. Here we're told, at the time of the end, verse 40, shall a king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, with horsemen, with many ships, enter in to the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land. That's Palestine. That's where the Jews are today. The Israeli Jews are today. This king of the north is going to push back at a king of the south, and he's going to come like a whirlwind and occupy that little Jewish Israeli state we understand to be Israel, which would probably be more appropriately labeled as Judah. But he's going to occupy it, move in there, and many countries shall be overthrown. These shall escape out of his hand. Edom, which is modern-day Turkey, and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon, which is Jordan, they shall escape. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries. Now, these won't. He's going to continue on south through Palestine, take Egypt, control of it, this king of the north. He's going to then have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over the precious things of Egypt and Libya. This is in your Bible. I know it happens to be perhaps in some cases sometimes in the headlines of our news. But see, that's the problem. Too many people are allowing the headlines of the news to affect their judgments and perceptions of what the Bible is really talking about. Oh, yes, there's going to be a king of the south. And oh, yes, Egypt is going to get attacked. And yes, the Israeli Jews today will be occupied. But the players are yet to be put in place. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, many of the things that we're seeing today certainly can contribute and in most cases or in some cases could very well be the positioning of some of these men on the chessboard in order to bring the circumstances to the ultimate end and profile of what your Bible says. But the fact of it is we are far too early yet to come to any definitive conclusions. The Arab League of Nations? Absolutely. Could it be the core by which the King of the South begins to rally around and perhaps begin to build a solid base that will be used to launch itself against the King of the North and begin to pressure it? Sure, perhaps it could be. But then again, perhaps it couldn't. Have any of you received any visions from God? I haven't. We have to be careful, friends. We really do have to be careful in regards to what we come to conclusions about. Because even though we are reading some of these things here that seem to have like connection to perhaps our headlines, the reality of it is that we don't even have a king of the north. Oh no, we don't have a king of the north. The more important question about this, really, that we need to ask ourselves is what is the extent of the changes that these things will cause? And more importantly, how will they impact the foreign policy of the United States, the European Union, the United Kingdom, for that matter, the United Nations? And of course, we have to include that little Jewish-Israeli state there in Israel. How is that going to affect their foreign policy? The reality of it is that Israel, who really is the unknown factor of this, and their reaction toward themselves being flanked by what they perceive to be certain enemies, whether it's Iran or whether it's Syria, whether it's Jordan or whether it is Egypt or Algeria or Sudan or Ethiopia, the fact of it is, how are they going to respond? And what steps are they going to take that will cause additional conditions that may cause shifts in the geopolitical realm and relationships of nation states today? There's so many things. I mean, we could sit here and speculate, but that's what I'm trying to say to all of us today. We need to be careful about the speculation. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to mitigate the importance of things that are happening around the world today, because the fact of it is they are important in the grand scheme of things, because they're all for the purpose of setting up the conditions and circumstances that we see described in our Bible. But the hardcore facts of it is, my friends, we need to be very, very mindful and careful about the things that we're seeing and what we assign them to in biblical prophecy. Because frankly, what's going on in the Middle East, could that perhaps cause the European Union to consolidate more thoroughly and come to its ultimate, perhaps, formation of 10 nations? Or, more importantly, what will the nation state again of Israel do? As we've already mentioned, all of these things remain to be observed. They all remain to be watched. Because, as I say, so many things today are uncertain in terms of how they're going to play out and how it is all going to unfold. We need to let God, you know, we need to let God have His own prerogative, because after all, is it not His story? Of course, history is His story, any way you look at it. And the Middle East, I think all of us have to understand, will remain a cauldron of unrest and disturbance until Jesus Christ comes back. So we need to be very cautious and careful about these things. Now, I've got a second issue I want to bring up, and an additional point, and I'd like to bring your attention over here to Mark chapter 13 for a moment. Mark chapter 13, because I want to bring your mind to understand something. Here in verse 5, Jesus is answering His disciples on a question about signs of the latter days. He says here in verse 7, "When you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, be you not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be earthquakes in different places, and there shall be famine and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows." You hear what I'm saying, my friends? What Jesus is explaining to all of us, and what we need to really begin to get our arms around, and as much as you don't want to accept this, we need to begin to prepare our minds for the fact that there is a lot more devastation, a lot more destruction, a lot more sorrow and agony that is up ahead of us, very much so, very real, before Jesus returns. Oh yes, my friends, there are some major, major geopolitical shifts that are going to result in a lot of destruction, death, and sorrow. Turn with me, if you would, over here to Revelation chapter 6. Many of you, I believe, who are watching this program, are astute enough to realize that the book of Revelation is divided up into three sets of seven. There are the seven seals, there are the seven trumpets, and there are the seven last plagues. In Revelation chapter 6, and in verse 8, we are reading the fourth horseman, which is really the fourth seal. In other words, we're way up in the early stages of what is called the tribulation. And here we are told in verse 8 of Revelation 6, notice, I looked and behold a pale horse. His name that sat on him was death and hell. Followed with him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword. Let me read that again. Power was given to him over the fourth part, one-fourth, 25% of the earth, to kill with the sword. And then the fifth seal is a great Christian martyrdom. The sixth seal are signs of the times. What am I saying? I'm saying here that there is a war up ahead of us that your Bible claims is literally going to result in 25% of the human race being killed. Now, at most, in World War II, 50 to 70 million were killed. This goes to the factor of 20 times that death toll. The things leading up to this, the changes along the way, and let me remind you, Jesus still doesn't return, because Jesus Christ doesn't return until the seventh trumpet. So what am I appealing for? I'm appealing for all of us to be a little bit more mature about things and get ready to accept what we need to accept in terms of our God, my friends. We need to understand the words of God through the prophet Ezekiel, who said, look, if the evil turns from his evil ways and the iniquity in his life, he shall live. It's time, my friends. Oh, it's time to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and begin to get right with God. Time's running out on me here, so I'm going to have to break loose. But I want to remind all of you, get the literature and the offers that we're presenting to you today. We have a one-hour presentation, again, and it's titled Reviewing the Prophet Ezekiel. And, of course, that literature that we're offering called and titled Evidence of the End Times. You will find both of these so helpful in helping you to be more mature about the things that we're facing in our day and age and in our time, and not to get hoodwinked or shanghaied by some of these hucksters who are attempting to just try to sell their books and in their attempt of sensationalizing the conditions in our headlines. My friends, be aware of that. You keep on that armor of God, because that's part of the armor, you know. Keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in these evil days.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.